This next question, you can say there's no question there. It's a statement with a question mark after it. So it requires to be, it requires to be cast as a question. Number 8. I'll take one more. I was wondering if you could bring clarification to me as to what it is that makes a devotee senior. I think that our movement impresses upon the devotees that Srila Prabhupada's Diksha disciples are more senior than those who took initiation after his disappearance. Pradyumna Prabhu, one of Srila Prabhupada's Sanskrit editors, once recalled a pastime of Srila Prabhupada wherein he instructed him to show respect to a devotee who had come to the movement before himself as senior to him. I was hoping that you might kindly shed some light on this for me. There are various factors in determining seniority. We see here that from this where Srila Prabhupada established this, that one who is initiated prior to another is considered more senior. There are various factors on the material platform and on the spiritual platform. On the spiritual platform, the only real factor is one's spiritual advancement. But usually some other factors are also considered, such as one who took initiation prior to someone else is considered more senior, even if the, in one way more senior, even if the other is more, is clearly in other ways more advanced. So there are various factors. Among the varnas, the brahmana is always considered superior. It's stated that even a very old in terms of years, kshatriya, should offer obeisance even to a young boy who's a brahmana. There are other factors, wealth. If one is very wealthy, if one is, that is very important among vaishyas. If one is very powerful, that is very important among kshatriyas. If one is very learned, that's important among brahmanas, and that's respected by all the varnas. Among shudras, age alone is the determining factor of seniority, because they don't have much else to go on. They don't have wealth, valor, or learning. One's, in any society except the most degraded, if one has good character, that will often be something to be respected. Position, that should be respected, just like temple president should be respected for the position. Material position also, if the mayor of Anand, there should be a mayor, I guess so, is, or if the local MLA comes to the temple, although he's an ordinary person in many ways, he has, you know, but he has that position, so we offer some special respect. So there are various factors. Sannyasi is to be respected by everyone. So there are various factors. And yeah, those who are senior devotees in terms of initiation, they are to be respected by others. If they're not actually practicing very properly, then that respect, one has to be... offer respect, but, well, the term given is yatochit. One should give respect according to how it should be properly given. So one may respect someone as senior, but you might not want, if you suspect that the devotee who is initiated many years ago they may not be following the principles of Krishna consciousness very properly, or their philosophical understanding might be deviated from that which is considered the orthodox understanding of Srila Prabhupada's teachings, then you may not want to offer them to give class. So there are various considerations. We see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes also that he didn't violate the social rule of not allowing Sanatan Goswami and Haridas Thakur into the temple of Jagannath, but he would personally come and visit them. So there was the outside convention by which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed, and he congratulated Sanatan. He was very pleased with Sanatan Goswami. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called Sanatan Goswami at this time of year, in the month of Jyeshtha, to come to see him, and there were two paths to come. One was in the shaded area via the temple premises, and the other was along the beach. And you can imagine on the sandy beach how hot that would be. So Sanatan came along the beach, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased because Sanatan had the habit not to go in the temple area, because the priests in the temple, they're not supposed to touch outside people, and especially not one who's considered very fallen. According to social convention, Sanatan Goswami was considered very fallen because he had been in the service of Mohammedans. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased with that, and he said, what is that? Maryada, Vaishnava, Sadhu Bhushan, I can't remember exactly. So he said it is the characteristic of a Vaishnava to uphold the etiquette. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would personally embrace Sanatan and say that you are considered impure by the normal society, so-called normal, but you are so pure that you can purify the three worlds and you can purify me. So there may be some outside conventions that we follow and some internal conventions that we follow also. Haridas Thakur, he was often invited by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you come and take prasad with me and the other devotees. He would always take outside, he wouldn't come inside. He wouldn't eat with the other devotees. He was upholding the social convention. I discussed this recently in a class in Salem. You already got the reference. What's that verse? You got the verse? Antya Leela, chapter 1, chapter 4, text 30. What is it? It's slightly off subject, actually. We're talking about seniority here. But the point I'm making is that there's the spiritual line of understanding and there's the material line of understanding. And many questions come up because of this. How the rules for the material world, they don't, like Varnashram rules, they don't always... they often clash. They're not always in line with the spiritual consideration. They may clash also. So how to manage the two of these? Many questions arise about this. Marjada palan hoy sadhur bhushan, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Maintaining etiquette is the ornament of a devotee. So, Hare Krishna.